Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Aguilera. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Aguilera. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. There goes Durham. The throw from Carter to second, and Durham is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Aguilera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguilera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra bunts towards the mound. Sanderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykstra moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykstra scores. Backman moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Knight. Dernier moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dernier moves to third. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dernier tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Aguilera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguilera is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguilera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Dykstra reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham scores. One out. It's 4-2, Mets. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Fontenot now pitching. Rick Aguilera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguilera is 0 for 2 in the game. Aguilera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fontenot, and towards Spear, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykstra takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Carter moves to second. Kevin Mitchell pinch hits for Danny Heap. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez scores. Carter moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-2, Mets. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Wilson scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Knight moves to second. It's 9-2, Mets. Rick Aguilera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguilera is 0 for 3 in the game. Aguilera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trillo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Santana moves to second. One out. Frank Dipino now pitching. Manny Trillo now playing first base. Ron Say now playing third base. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana moves to third. Aguilera moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santana tags and scores. Aguilera tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aguilera scores. Dykstra moves to second. It's 11-2, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell now playing right field. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Davis reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-3, Mets. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santana strikes out. Two outs. Rick Aguilera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguilera is 0-for-4 in the game. Aguilera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Knight moves to second. It's 12-3, Mets. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Frank DiPino. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.